You're listening to Superpowers of the Soul on the Superpower Up Podcast, the show that elevates superpowers to the divine.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Jennifer Rizzio, and this is Superpowers for the Soul. I'm your superpower expert, and I'm also the founder of Soul Language. And today we're talking to Carrie Kathleen Heaps, and the topic is self-help skills around promoting yourself. Welcome, Carrie. How are you?
I am doing great, Jennifer. I'm so honored to be here with you and your listening audience today and just excited about this topic.
Yay, me too. So we always kind of start our little conversation here about, which is a burning question that I want to know about you, which is what would you consider the superpower of your soul?
Ooh, that is a tough question. It's hard to always, I think, we feel like we know what our superpower is per se, but then sometimes I think life happens to us, Jennifer, and points out some other things that are probably more suited as our superpower. But I would have to say, I think my personal superpower is the power of connection, being able to bring the right people together with the right opportunities.
I love that. So, you know, so often people think about their sacred purpose or their sacred mission as regards to others. And really here, sacred purpose is really about what you're fundamentally here to experience and then offer that experience to others. So in that terminology, what do you consider your sacred purpose?
My sacred purpose. I have to tell you, I've had my business for, it'll be 15 years, I believe, in June. You're going on 15 years. So I've been on my own a long time. And, you know, prior to that, I worked a lot in the corporate industry. I always worked for someone else. And I really feel that, you know, my sacred purpose, you know, why I'm here, it's to get people on the right path for them. And when I talk about the right path, I'm actually probably talking more about the business side of their life, Jennifer, you know, not personal side, but business. And the reason I feel that it's that is that I have so many people who come to me and they ask me, oh, you know, I would love to be an entrepreneur. I would love to do what you do. And the reality is I think people see the glory. They don't know the story of how you got there and what it's really like. And I like to give people a peek behind the curtain and say, hey, this is the realistic viewpoint. If, you know, because being an entrepreneur, I think, isn't for everyone. And I don't think working in the corporate industry is for everyone. And I really believe that when we are aligned with what we're doing, you know, to make a living, you know, that we're actually making a life for ourselves, not just making a living, but how we earn our money is really tied into our overall happiness. And not everybody gets to be in alignment with that. And I think that's really sad. So my purpose is to really help people see, here's an avenue for you. It may be for you, it may not be, but I want to give you a realistic viewpoint. Yeah. Or a realistic picture of what that is. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I think part of that alignment is really aligning that big why or that purpose with their delivery systems, right? I mean, in corporate America, I was still the answer girl. I was telling people the truth, not that they wanted to hear it. You know, I was still making connections. I was still bringing out the best in what that kind of client or that product had to offer. It was just a really sucky delivery system, right? This is a better delivery system. And when I really accepted the fundamental purpose of my why, that delivery system became easier for me. So yeah, it totally makes sense what you're saying.
Okay, good, good.
So what is a common theme your soul has shared with you?
A common theme, I would have to say, is, oh gosh, again, these are tough questions. They're good questions, but they're tough. They definitely make you think. I would say a common theme with me is I would have to go back with connection. And there's an interesting story there because, you know, logistically, you know, all throughout my life, you know, even when I worked in the corporate industry when I was younger, I always seemed to be able to match people up. And I was kind of the girl in school who, you know, I would befriend the, you know, the new girl that just came in and be her friend and introduce her, you know, to other people, because I knew what that was like, not being, you know, being new and not knowing anybody. And sometimes you don't feel like you want to reach out. So go out and reach out to other people and make those introductions. And even though I was kind of like that person's first friend, I would find that they'd create a stronger bond with the people that I introduced them to. And I've always been okay with that. You know, I've had a lot of people who have told me over the years, well, gosh, you know, I introduced you to so-and-so and you seem closer to them. And I'm like, well, that's just how it turned out. We're more in alignment together. We have more things in common. And you shouldn't be mad or upset about that. You should be happy that you made a good connection for two other people. And I think there's always kind of that push and pull with that, that people struggle with that. They're thinking about how it's affecting them, not thinking about how it's affecting the world and everyone around them, that you're making this a better place. Mm-hmm. There's also an interesting story with that, with my business. And I'll, if we have time, I'd love to share that with everyone.
Sure.
Okay. Well, two things, you know, clearly with making connections, that's something that I've really powered my business with. Now, when I first started my business back in 2005, I actually started out, you know, to do image consulting, to do, you know, my pageant stuff, you know, all the different things that I do right now. And my business kind of segued. The universe had different plans for me. And I wound up, I started doing, because I was a good connector. And prior to that, I was a recruiter. I worked in the corporate industry. And my job primarily was to go out and find the job openings and get the contracts, and the recruiters in the office would fill those positions. And then I got to do some of that too, but I primarily was going out and finding those job orders. So part of my job is I had to do a lot of networking. I'd have to attend trade shows. I was part of all sorts of different networking organizations, BNI, you know, just different, the chamber, all the different avenues of making connections. And again, I was very good at it. I was able to bring people together. They were always thankful for that, making connections for their business. And when I first went out on my own, I thought, because a lot of these companies were saying, hey, you know, we're looking at starting a new chapter in this area in Orlando. Will you help us? Well, a lot of time and energy goes into building a good networking organization. And I wound up, I was like, you know, I would help people do this. And I thought, you know, when I went out on my own, I thought, well, you know, if I'm going to do this, I should just do it for myself and earn some extra money until my image consulting takes off. Well, I started doing that. And everything I really wanted to do took a back seat for quite a long time, actually. And I started getting people together at Borders Books, you know, which is kind of like a Barnes and Noble, you know, in the cafe in the morning for coffee. And, you know, I would charge $5 to come in and network. Then that turned into doing lunch events. And then that turned into doing trade shows. And then it turned into a membership model. And before I knew it, I was, you know, focusing mostly on women business owners. And I had locations in Florida, Alabama, North Carolina, Washington, D.C. And it was just growing very quickly. And it grew quicker than what I could have handled, you know, on my own. I had to bring in extra help. And I had something happen in my business where I actually had someone who came in and not only copied what I was doing, but took many of my members with them. And this was something that kept me up at night, Jennifer. I mean, it drove me crazy for probably 2 years. And I remember one day I had lunch with a friend of mine, colleague and a friend, and as soon as I sat down, that's all I was talking about, was how this isn't right. This person shouldn't be doing this. I can't believe these people betrayed me this way. And finally he said, let me ask you a question. He said, if you won the lottery tomorrow, would you still be worrying about this? Is this something you'd still want to do? And it stopped me dead in my tracks. Mm. And I had to really answer the question truthfully and say, no, it isn't. And he said, you know, I thought you wanted to do modeling stuff. You know, he's one of those people, he brings the truth forward in us all. And he does it in a crude way. But he really basically shoved my face into the mirror and said, what are you doing? You know, and he said, I thought you wanted to do modeling and help, you know, young women and do pageant stuff. And he said, you're not doing any of that. You know, what's wrong with you? And I was like, you're absolutely right. And at that point, I had to move on and let it go. And here it is many years later. And I have to tell you, it was probably one of the best things that could have happened to me, because I wasn't where I was supposed to be. I was doing something, even though I was very good at it, it's not where I was supposed to be taking my talents and utilizing them. So I had to, in a way I look at it as, gosh, I wasted 2 years sulking about that, but I think I needed to, because I needed to have a wake up call. I needed to realize this is not where I'm supposed to be. And sometimes it takes people longer to kind of, the universe takes longer to rope us in of where we need to be. And we will wind up beating our head against a rock until we realize, hey, this is not where we're supposed to be. So you fast forward many years later, I'm a speaker. I even speak on this topic. I share it on my, you know, on my platform. I spoke a couple of years ago to a group of women in business, and I shared that story. And I said, sometimes when things are not flowing the way that we have to ask ourselves, is this where we are supposed to be?
And on that note, we are going to break for a moment, and we're going to come back and we're going to hear the rest of the conclusion of that story, because it was wonderful sharing. And we're also going to talk about the skills around promoting yourself. But before we go to the break, Carrie, how do people get in touch with you?
Oh, well, they can get in touch with me at our website at bookspeakrepeat.com.
Beautiful. Okay, everyone, stick around, because me and Carrie are going to be talking about self-help skills around promoting yourself.
Are you here to change the world? Do you talk about things like vibration, frequency, awakening, and consciousness? Are you pretty sure you have superpowers? The Superpower Net is unlike normal coaching programs and conscious communities. We provide training, intuitive guidance, peer-to-peer learning, intensive one-on-one coaching, and a high vibrational network of people just like you. When you join the net, you get 24/7 access to a collaborative group of people who support you as you master your personal power and unlock your superpowers. If you are ready to use your superpowers to change the world, then join the Superpower Net today. Visit superpowerexperts.com/the net to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Superpowers of the Soul, and we are with Carrie Heaps today. We're talking about self-help skills around promoting yourself. And Carrie, you were telling a really profound story about how sometimes, in my verbiage, we kind of get off doing something else, utilizing all of our skills, when we could be applying those to something more in alignment with our souls. So you said that, you know, that experience was so worthwhile. How, in having that experience, how has that experience helped you support others in understanding and acknowledging kind of what path that they could be taking for themselves?
Well, I think it's helped in a lot of ways. I mean, clearly, you know, my connecting skills, you know, again, fast forward many years later, I'm speaking, I have a pageant magazine, I'm doing all of the things that I am supposed to be doing. And it's flowing very well. And my connecting skills is helping with, you know, because I help other speakers, you know, get booked on stages and sharing their message. And one of the main ways that I think it's really helped me is that when I'm working with a speaker, you know, sometimes I have speakers who will come to me and all they think about is, I don't want to take the stage unless they're going to pay me $10,000. I don't want to talk. And it's like, wait a minute. Let's go back to your message. What is it that you're passionate about? Why do you want to speak? What's your message? You know, and I really get them to thinking, because at the end of the day, and I tell them, and it makes sense to them after I share this, is that if you're not passionate about what you're doing, it shows on stage, number one. And it's also going to show you're not going to connect with those people in the audience. And if you can't connect with those people in the audience, those bigger engagements that you're wanting, those other training opportunities, they will not come to fruition, because people are not going to believe you. And as much as I hated to admit it, you know, what I went through, it was a segue, and money played into that. And even though I was making great money, I was having headaches all the time. I was sick to my stomach all the time. I was constantly looking to see what other people were doing. I wasn't focusing on me. And this went on for 2 years. And I really beat my head up against that rock. And that's why I tell people with speaking, especially, you know, I can connect you to opportunities, but what happens to you after that, that's up to you. That is totally on you. If I introduce you to a meeting planner who's looking for a speaker for their upcoming event, and you don't show up, or you show up with a chip on your shoulder, or you show up only thinking about the money, not thinking about your message, it's going to shine through. You're not, it's going to end there. And don't sabotage your own opportunities. And I see some speakers who take that advice to heart and they move forward and it flows very well. And I see others who still, the money's more important than their message. And the ones who feel that way never get anywhere.
Yeah. So, you know, what you're saying is promoting yourself is really, you know, exploration and self-discovery. And I think there's a balance when it comes to promoting yourself. I think some people, especially my audience who are soul-centered, are afraid that they're going to sound like the used car salesman, or they're going to sound like that person who, you know, is a one-way conversation and not really kind of present with what the other, you know, that's really not connecting with their audience and not connecting with their individual where they're trying to promote themselves. So, you know, if someone's kind of just starting out in that self-promotion arena, what would you say suggest to help them kind of create that balance between, you know, being really true to themselves and still promoting themselves at the same time?
It's a really easy, simple solution. It's, you know, stay true to your message. Think about your message. What is it that, you know, because at the end of the day, you think about what we're passionate about, Jennifer. It's just like, I'm passionate about helping speakers. Have there been times when I will sit on the phone and talk to someone about, you know, getting booked as a speaker and they're not a client, you know, they're not going to sign up for my services, but I basically spoke about speaking for free for an hour because I'm so passionate about it. Now, will the universe repay me for that? I mean, as long as I'm mindful of my time, and I don't do that all the time, but, you know, will the universe repay me for that? Because it's sending out that message. Because I'm talking about my message. I'm talking about what I'm passionate about. And it's the same thing too with other people. When you're promoting yourself, it's just like media interviews. They're a great example. I have a lot of speakers. We, you know, that's one of the things that we work with them on is get, you know, you got to get booked. I don't care if it's a podcast. I don't care if you write an article for a magazine, or if you get, you know, one or two lines in a newspaper. And, you know, don't leave it at that. Take a copy of it, promote it on Twitter, tell people what you just did, keep it out there. The more the universe hears your name and sees you, and people hear you and see you, the more name recognition that you're going to get, what some people like to refer to as omnipresence. I think Grant Cardone came up with that term, but it's basically being everywhere all the time. And you, if you're not willing to promote yourself, why would anybody else do it? If your information is so great, I'm a body language expert, and if I'm really and truthfully an expert and I'm good at what I do, why wouldn't I want to tell people, hey, I'm speaking down the street, come by, or here's the article I just wrote. I just shared the top 10 tips on reading the body language of hands and feet. You know, take a look. I need to be sharing. If I believe in myself and I believe in my information and my expertise, I need to share that because I am doing the rest of the world a disservice by keeping it to myself.
Beautiful. So we're coming down to the close of our interview. And before I ask my final question, if people were going to, you know, how do people connect with their message in a bigger way? Because we talked a lot about message today. You know, I think so often people will think that they don't really know their message. What guidance can you offer them to help them connect to that message in a more powerful way?
Well, a couple of things. You know, with most people, I have people who will say, oh, I want to be a speaker, but I don't know what I would talk about. Well, one of the first things you need to do is say, okay, as soon as someone finds out who you are, what you do for a living, or what organization you're involved with, write down the top five questions that they ask you. Like, for example, if you're an astrologer, you know, and somebody at a party meets you and they're like, oh, you know, there's usually a running theme. And there's usually about five questions that are pretty common. People will ask them in different ways. But what are the top five things that people ask you once they find out about you, who you are, what you do, you know, what organization you work with? And if there's a running theme there, if you get those questions everywhere you go, then those are things that people are interested in hearing about that you can share and help them with. So that's your first step. Your second step is to say, am I passionate about this? And the best answer, the best thing, I go back to what my friend asked me many years ago. If you won the lottery tomorrow, you never had to work another day in your life. Would you still do this? Would you spend time doing this? And you need to sit down and really think about that, because again, money's not an issue. If you did it, you could earn money or you could do it for free. You could get, you know, what is it, you know, that's how you know you're truly passionate about something, is that you would do it for free. And we're not suggesting that you do it for free, but the more passionate you are about it, the more likely you're going to be giving of your time of it, because you just love talking about it. I mean, I could talk about pageantry or speaking all day long, you know, and not even look at the clock and go, oh my gosh, it's 10:30 at night. I need to go to bed. So it's the same thing. You need to figure out what you're passionate about. And sometimes people have a story behind it that connects them, that makes them passionate with it. And sometimes they don't. I have a story of why I'm connected to body language. I have a story of why, you know, from a personal standpoint of being a speaker, I know what other people's pain was of finding speaking engagements. That's why I started Book Speak Repeat. So sometimes there's something that's happened to you personally or to someone that you know and love that makes you passionate about a topic, but there's got to be passion there, because passion is what's going to pull you through the tough times.
I love that. I am passionate about talking about soul. And I love the tip about writing down the five questions. I think that's brilliant. So before I ask you my last question, how do people get in touch with you?
Well, they can visit our site at bookspeakrepeat.com. That's bookspeakrepeat.com.
Beautiful. So I always end the show with this question. If you were a magnet on whatever you call your higher powers refrigerator, what would your magnet say?
Ooh, I like that question. So if I were a magnet, it would be, oh, that's tough. For me, it's a toss up between trust your gut, trust your intuition, and, you know, follow your purpose. You know, at the end of the day, life is short. Spend your time doing the things that you love to do.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for spending your time with us today. And everyone, if you liked what you heard, you can connect with me and all the other experts in the Superpower Net at superpowerexperts.com/the net. Thank you so much to my guest, Carrie. And don't forget, everyone, to listen to your soul and find your connection.
Are you ready to discover your superpowers? Go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the Superpower Quiz today.